So what you're hearing right now is a sort of instrumental. A nice instrumental. A fine instrumental. The guy who wrote, recorded, and released this particular piece of music, Stephen Fivett, chose to title it Graphic Sex in a Disney Movie. It seemed like an appropriate way to introduce the topic we're covering today. The songs of LMNOP, aka Stephen Fivett. LMNOP was the musical outlet for a fringe artist type guy named Stephen Fivett from Atlanta. Fivett has always maintained an element of mystery, and when he released music, it was under the LMNOP moniker, but it was mostly just him. But he stayed in the background, a shadowy figure. Fivett was definitely a talented songwriter, but his often upbeat and melodic songs sometimes camouflaged dark themes and twisted lyrics. Songwriting seems to have been an outlet for him, in more ways than one, but many of his songs fit in the power pop realm, and when he did release some cover songs, his influences were pretty clear. Buddy Holly, Badfinger, The Raspberries, Shoes, it all made sense. Fivett was, and still is, a prolific creative type. He published a zine, which included articles with titles like A Parent's Guide to Satanic Cult Ritual Abuse, and also record reviews, and an odd comic strip that he drew, and still draws, called Baby Sue. Fivett has been inactive as a musician and songwriter since the 90s, but he is still very active on his websites, babysue.com and lmnop.com, where he posts his comic strips, along with poetry, essays, and record reviews. Fivett most certainly comes across, publicly at least, as a strange character, an oddball, but I think you'll find that plenty of the songs he wrote and recorded in the 80s and 90s were pretty brilliant. You're going to hear some great examples of his songwriting on this episode, and if you like what you hear, the entire LMNOP discography is available on Bandcamp. I still have CDRs of almost everything that I bought from Fivett himself from his website about 20 years ago. The first LMNOP releases were three self-released cassettes, 1982's LMNOP, 1984's LMNOP, LMNOP, and 1985's LMNO3. These were lo-fi releases, basically just Fivett and a four-track, playing a mixture of electric and acoustic guitars. The first tape is probably the most lo-fi, and Fivett would re-record the best songs from it later on. The second cassette opens with a great song that he would never redo, called Mechanic/Mechanical. Let's hear it. This is LMNOP circa 1984.
Tomorrow, so take off while you can. mutilation. Is there inside your head? Forget all the other ones. They're the reason that you're here. You'll get what you want in time, but the quick way is not clear. And it just might take you half your life.
Many of the songs on the third LMNOP cassette, LMNO3, which was released in 1985, would be re-recorded the next year, 1986, for Five-It's very first full-length vinyl release. But let's hear a song from the third tape that was never redone, called You Think Things.
Realize and you want
Also in 1985, Fivett released a zine that came with a 7-inch. Let's hear a great song from that 1985 single by LMNOP. This is called Forever Through the Sun. In 1986, Fivett released a more professional, for lack of a better word, sounding album, which he recorded for the most part at least with a real drummer named Steve Lang. He called the record LMNOPLP, so that's spelled ELEMEN space OPEE space ELPEE. Fivett released it on his own label, Baby Sue Records, and my copy of the record is numbered 889 out of 3,000. And on the back cover of the LP, it says this: after producing 3 cassettes, 4 magazines, 30 booklets, 2 videos, and a single, LMNOP is proud to release this, their first LP. The record was produced by Don W. Seven, which, if you look at lowercase D-O-N-W, and then the number 7. If you look at that, flip it upside down, it's LMNOP upside down. The album itself is pretty great. Some of the songs almost cross over from power pop to pop punk, like these two, Constant Change and Breakfast Cereal.
Are you unaware? You turn the lights out. Thank you.
Let's hear two more songs from the 1986 LMN OPLP record, a brilliant new wavy song called This Is Logical Thinking, and then another punky one called Comparative Analysis.
No, I won't feel all right when all the things that you're saying are things you heard on the TV. It surprises me when a transmitter creates all the things that you hear and see.
Comparative analysis. So hopefully by this point in the episode you agree that Stephen Fivett was a pretty great songwriter, at least when he wanted to be. But actually, we're just getting to the good stuff. In 1987, Fivett recorded another lo-fi release called Pony. Let's hear a few songs from that tape. We're going to hear Idea, Hide in Fiction's Hands, which was originally released on the very first LMNOP cassette, but this is a new, better version. And then one of my very favorite LMNOP songs called It's Your Head, ... Ignited.
You take all the pain, and I'll take all the sorrow. You can have it all, and I'll be glad with nothing. At all my ideas are now your ideas. When all my thoughts are now your thoughts, but my ideas are not your ideas. What is right is not right anymore. You can be content knowing I'm not happy. You've got many friends.
In 1989, Five-It released another LMNOP tape called Numbles, and this is where some even darker themes start to creep into the lyrics. For example, my favorite song on the tape, one of his best songs called You Can Make Up Your Mind, listen to the lyrics. Here's a quote. Most of it's hopeless. Most of us know that. And then the hookiest line in the song, the lyrics are, money doesn't make the cruddy stuff good enough. Let's hear one more song from Numbles called Watching the Blow. I can't really figure out what this song is about, but on the lyrics sheet, Stephen capitalized three words towards the end of the song. Smallest blind demon. It says, the smallest blind demon is watching the blow. In 1993, Five-It released another LMNOP cassette called Mnemonic, and again, there are some amazing songs on this tape. Check out Run Out of Rush and Rewind.
You don't believe what you say. You don't believe what you think. Yet you'll never go away. You've got no reason to see. We'll be right back.
Okay, I want to play you two more songs from the Mnemonic cassette from 1993. We're going to hear the oddly titled but insanely catchy Hot Daddy Pig, and then a very poppy upbeat song called Fix My Wagon with lyrics like, "Kill me, please. I want to be your victim. Don't bother me unless you can hurt me." These are great songs. In 1994, Fivett released a solo acoustic CD called The Tiny Cupcake Dilemma. The CD contained 24 stripped-down acoustic performances of songs from the preceding LMNOP releases, and I personally prefer the more fleshed-out versions of the songs. Fivett would release two more LMNOP CDs in the mid-90s, which included a total of 70 songs on two CDs. 1995's 30-song Camera Size Life gets even more lyrically weird and depressing, with songs like Stranger's Son and Early Grave, but still a couple of songs shine through. Let's hear two of my favorites. Torn Lining, which includes the lyric, "A college-educated waste of life, you're lying to yourself and so's your wife." And my favorite song on the CD, "Turn It Blue Dizzy Cartoon."
Your life, you're lying to yourself, and so's your wife. The longest reason. she was usually licking them clean. And actually adopted her. The gay girls love being licked clean by Tina and often gave her hefty tips for her efforts. One day, Tina's tongue fell off. She screamed as gallons of blood surged from her throat. Three of the gay girls, Tina, Vomity, and Christian, sprang from their beds to see what was the matter. Just look at wonderful Tina, Vomity sighed. She's dying. Yes, Gabina agreed. Her tongue is on the cave floor. It's starting to rock and smell. All her Tina now, Christian screamed too loudly. Tina smiled pleasantly as she stopped bleeding momentarily to flirt with the girls and then resumed her non-stop torture parade. Skabina stuck the tip of her high-heeled shoes into Tina's eyes and blinded her. Excretia removed Tina's dress and set it on fire. She threw the burning dress on Tina's head and burned her hair off. Vomiting all over Tina's tummy. Tina laughed because the vomit tickled. It had directly blown on it. Laughy, Tina giggled. Why don't you women throw fucks at me real quickly? The three women gathered many fucks and zoomed them cautiously at the walls of hell. Many pieces of them burned and blurred into vision.
The last LMNOP release was a 40-song CD called Pound, which came out in 1996. More than half the songs on the CD are under 2 minutes long. We get more strange lyrics, alienated, sometimes disturbing, song titles like Unnatural Interest in Excretory Function, and the very unfortunately titled Retarded Fucker, plus two that seem to go together. We lost everything, and I don't need anything. If you look at Fivett's lyrics chronologically, they just seem to get bleaker and more bitter, and then he just stops releasing songs. Let's hear two of my favorite songs from Pound. We're going to hear Sky on Your Tracks and Ether Wave.
Thank you.
So that's an overview of the musical output of Stephen Fivett, or LMNOP, active from 1982 to 1996. And like I said, he still posts a lot of stuff online, weird comic strips and poetry, and also essays and record reviews. He was definitely a very talented songwriter, but also it's difficult to not assume that, given his lyrics and the way he presented his music to the world, almost anonymously and in a shadowy way, it's hard not to jump to the conclusion that he was troubled or a bit demented, or at least he wanted people to think he was. Fivett was just one of those figures on the periphery of underground music. Once people could make and release their own music, record it at home, and dub multiple cassettes, once that freedom came along, you had people like R. Stevie Moore and Daniel Johnston and Stephen Fivett who could insert themselves in their own way into the zeitgeist, to some degree at least. Fivett got written up in Trouser Press, the same way R. Stevie Moore did, so the word did get out to certain people who were interested enough, and anyone who was made hip to Fivett, like I was, from reading Trouser Press books or magazines, anyone who dug deep enough like that to discover a guy like Stephen Fivett and LMNOP, anyone digging that deep was the kind of person who was going to appreciate this kind of, you know, tortured artist. You have to get past the lo-fi recordings, the less-than-stellar vocals, and just appreciate the songwriting and the melodies. So what we have with LMNOP is a talented, interesting, different type of guy expressing himself, and in a melodic way with good songs. And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with another song from that 1986 full-length LP, LMNOP LP. It's a song with the strange title of Sandwich Time for Smaller Children. I have no idea what this song is about, but the lyrics on one of the hookiest lines in the song are interesting. You won't believe what you won't believe until you understand.
No one.
be. Because I know that's where I must go on to another land where you won't hear a command. You won't believe what you won't believe till you understand. She goes, she goes, she goes. We go, we go, we go, we go, we go. But we know what's on the beat.